I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. It's been 60 years since the beginning of the Korean War, and both Koreas mark today's anniversary with a series of cross-border accusations. South Korea's president accused the North of reckless military provocations. Pyongyang responded by accusing the South of trying to provoke a new war. Reporter Michael Ree spoke with one woman in Seoul whose life story spans the continuing divisions.
Last fall, 78-year-old Lee Juk-jeol found out she would be reunited with her long-lost sister in North Korea. They hadn't seen each other since the war. Lee knew her sister might need some things, things that are harder to get in the North, so she started packing.
You know when you pack a suitcase so much you can't close it? I packed a suitcase with toothpaste like that, another bag with toothbrushes and soap. It was cold, so I went out and bought some long underwear for her, maybe a dozen pairs. But I brought too much, way too much.
These temporary reunion programs between North and South Korea began about 10 years ago, and they've happened on and off ever since. Some 16,000 families have been reunited, but it's just a fraction of the millions that were separated during the Korean War. Lee remembers the day she last saw her family in North Korea. She was 19 years old. South Korean troops were evacuating the young women from her town to protect them from an oncoming wave of Chinese and North Korean troops. Lee says they told her she would be back home in 3 days.
We left in such a rush. My brother-in-law had joined the South Korean military, and he came by in a truck. They loaded a bunch of us girls into it, and we left.
Lee and the others never saw their homes again. The plan for a brief evacuation quickly turned into an all-out retreat.
At the time, Korean troops were running for the South. 3 days. That was ridiculous. I thought maybe my mother and younger brother were coming right behind me, but they never did. I only left because I thought I'd be back in 3 days. That's how we became separated.
Lee eventually settled in South Korea and started a new life. She married, had several kids, got a few dogs. She found out through some distant relatives that her mother and brother had died, but she heard nothing else of her family in the North. That was until last year, when she saw her sister again for the first time in nearly 60 years.
Our eyes met and we ran toward each other and started hugging and weeping. She was so skinny and malnourished. She's tiny compared to me now, and she used to be bigger than me. I feel so sorry for her.
Lee gave her sister and niece the bags full of soap and clothing, though she's not sure how much of it they got to keep. Lee also showed them a picture of herself at home.
My niece asked me, "Where did you take this picture?" I said, "This was on our lawn." Then she asked, "Whose car is that?" "That's our car," I said. "Really? I can't believe you live in a house like this." They were amazed. I told them this is how we live in South Korea.
Lee says that wasn't the only thing that was different between them. She says her sister and niece kept talking about North Korean leader Kim Jong-il, referring to him as the dear leader. Lee says she couldn't stand it. And as quickly as they had come back together, the reunion ended. Lee says she realized from the meeting how different the North and South Korean people had become in 60 years. She brings up the sinking of the Chun-an warship in March, where 46 South Korean sailors were killed. Like the U.S. and South Korea, she thinks the North was responsible. With all this, she says, reunification seems impossible.
We are too incompatible, too different. We can't reach a compromise. We've been living in two completely different worlds for too long. We don't see the world the same way anymore.
Lee says maybe one day the two sides will get sick of fighting and come back together. She laughs and says, but not in her lifetime. Right now, the fallout from the Chun-an incident has put Korean relations at its lowest point in years. And the reunion program that brought Lee and so many other divided families together has been put on hold indefinitely. For The World, I'm Michael Ree in Seoul.